Good Sunday morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. I'm here until the hour of one and do I have a lot to cover? And when I say a lot, my dear Lord, do I mean a lot from locally to just straight up internationally? Let's run through how much information we have basically that we can start from anywhere today. I've been saying this for a very long time now, and Namco guys, if you are listening, I've been telling them that you guys are innocent. They got out on bail. So, be nice. Now, when I first came across that whole, them being granted bail thing, the first thing that came in my mind was, I kept picturing, bro, Victor Malima. Imagine you're just chilling somewhere in Angola, DRC, wherever you have changed everything. You have changed your phone number, but your friends they always have a way of finding you, Moss. So you're just chilling there, dancing your dance akuduro, whatever music is dancing in that country. And your phone rings. It's an unknown number. They're like, oh, who's calling me? I hope it's not Nambao. Now, then, I hope it's not Mr. Inambao. Then you start going, okay, you know what? Maybe it's another business opportunity. So you pick up and you hear a voice that you actually never thought you'd be hearing. And that voice is, hi, I'm Mulunga. Where's my Audi? At this point, it's not unheard of for you to start asking yourself, or more like to start looking at your alcohol and start saying, what do you people put in your alcohol here? Because I think I'm hearing things. There's a friend of mine whose car I may or may not have, accidentally on purpose taken. And he's been looking for it. Well, basically the entire Namibia has been looking for this car. Especially the ACC. Especially Paul Snoa and Inambao. They've been looking for this car. Now, the owner of the guy I may or may not have borrowed the car from, is calling me. Are you guys sure your alcohol is not a little too illegally strong? Because I don't think I'm hearing things. I don't think I should be hearing this guy. He's supposed to be in a holding cell. No, you are not hearing things. It's me. We were, granted bail, and one of the conditions that came with those bails is where's that? One of those conditions is a photocopy of each appellant and passport containing, and passport containing a photograph and particulars will be provided to the by the investigating officers to all border posts, Hosea Kutako and Eros Airport. Now, I'm not saying this would prevent, if I was one of them, of course I would be loaded, but you can tell I'm not one of them because I'm broke. Now, I don't think this can prevent them or any one of them if they wanted to get out of the country. And I'm saying that because, well, one guy that is rerunning again, this time from the police and his homies, is well managed to get out of the country. Now, I know his passport and the particulars and all those things were not provided to border posts at the time, but the point is they sort of like proved to me that it's much easier to leave this country if you are loaded, especially in a borrowed Audi Q8. Borrowed in quotations, of course. And again, I've been telling all these Namibians, I've been telling the ACC, I've been telling Mr. Inambao, I've been telling Paul Snoa that these guys are innocent. Like I said, they got out of bail. Be nice. Now, that's one of those things that I think the Fish Rod guys, at this point, they're just having nightmares. Like, these guys just got arrested. And the Fish Rod, one thing I've come to learn is that if you are going to be corrupt, make sure there is no Al Jazeera involved, because if Al Jazeera is involved, oh boy, you are cooked. And there are certain things that you want to avoid if you are executing corrupt activities. First of all, make sure you don't have a white guy in your group. I think that's a mistake that Fishrod made, because they had Stevenson in their group. And they had those, a bunch of some hairy guys. Okay, now, how to be corrupt without ending up in a fate of the Fishrod boys? Avoid white guys, Al Jazeera. Especially if the white guys from Iceland run for your life. And, look, I'm just, compiling information here and then giving you more information on how to execute corrupt activities without facing the Fishrod 6 fate. Now, those guys didn't get bail, yeah? So then we can just cook those ones. Now, for Informante, I just have one question. Whoever took Mulunga's picture, that was used on the reporting of their bail. Bravo. Job well done. First of all, you can now look, the picture is going hand in hand. The picture is going hand in hand with the information. It seemed from the, if you just get that picture, you will see, you will understand, just from the picture. No one will have to explain anything to you. You just have to look at the picture and know that bro was as shocked as, well, I was when I first heard that they were given bail. Oh, granted, told that's the language being used. Now, what's going on here is, I swear, I swear, Mulunga in this picture looks like he's about to say, wait, what? I think that, wait, what? Did the judge just say granted bail? And also one thing to put in mind if you're executing corrupt activities, make sure you have enough money for bail. $50,000 each. $50,000. Eh? Now, the problem with this whole bail thing is, you'll remember Gustavo, right? Yeah. Any change in a presiding officer, things can also quickly change. Because, bro, Gustavo was just chilling outside there, and then just one change in presiding officer, and the whole thing went straight to the Supreme Court, and then Supreme Court was like, yeah, you know that bail we gave you on second thought. Please come back here. Now, I think that's also one of those things that will be traumatizing to basically anyone else that will be involved in corrupt activities, allegations, whatever, and they find themselves being granted bail. They're like, hey, hope this is not going to end the Gustavo way. Please don't end the Gustavo way. Now, so that's one of those things that we have awesomely going on in our country. Six of the accused in the National Petroleum Corporation of Namibia fraud and corruption case have been granted bail. Six of the accused in the Fishrod corruption and fraud case remains in custody. Now, these are interesting cases. Six guys out on bail. Six guys. 6 years behind bars. Not a single one of them got bail. The point is, whatever you wanna do. Now, one of the lawyers that defended the guys that got their bail was in the Al Jazeera documentary that involved the Fishrod 6. The whole thing is very comedically complicated, and I love it. If I get into trouble, you all will contribute for my lawyer, right? Okay, oh, we have a commercial break. Really? Time is really flying. And I also forgot that today is Saturday, it's Sunday, so play DJ time. It's just so exciting. And we will be in Uganda shortly. One guy there is high on crack.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Welcome back. You know that awesome, Mulunga picture where he looks like he's about to say, wait, what? It's not Informantis, Confidence. That, whoever took that picture. I'm pretty sure Mulunga is looking for you right now. Assuming he didn't find, because that whole thing was uploaded on Friday. This whole thing took place on Friday. I'm pretty sure he's just celebrating all through the weekend and then he'll be looking for you. Yeah, as long as you are not a witness, because, no intimidating witnesses, blah, 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 but, you get the point. Now, if you are going to, carry out any corrupt activities, make sure no Al Jazeera is involved, and, make sure you don't have any white guy. You can have a couple of colored guys. You can't have white guys. Because, especially if the white guy is from, Iceland. Be nice. Just don't. For one, they will just leave you. Spending all the money they bribed you with on lawyers, and they'll be chilling in their country. Isn't it just nice to be from Iceland and bribe Namibian politicians? Right. Now I'm beginning to think I'm gonna need a lawyer and bodyguards. It's weekend, so. Let's go with theme song first. What's my theme song? What's my theme song? That's If I Was from Zambezi.
Along your mushroom, along your soul, my Welcome back. So,
that's one of those things that we just have taking place in our Republic of Namibia. So let's shift a little bit out of Africa, and then we'll come back again. So when we... Okay, let's just... not out of Africa. Let's just stay in Africa. So there are certain things... So one of those things that basically kept Namibians occupied during the weekend, especially yesterday, was the Namibia, Theater and Film Awards. You know what? As a creative, things like that brings hope. You know, not the, of course, not the same, you know, level of hope as the Namco guys, but it brings hope that the creative sector is slowly, slowly being Lazarused. It's Sunday. Get yourself a, you know, the good book. Speaking of which, someone on Facebook just decided to start violence, right? So they pick, you know, they had a, you know, they basically posted a picture of a man of the cloth, a religious guy, with a, with a, call it a necklace. Now, that necklace, instead of having a cross, it had a gun. And the picture was captioned, "This is how Christians would be walking around if Jesus died by a gunshot." And as a Christian, I, you know, first it pissed me off. Then I was like, "Hey, I'm a comedian," so I was like, "Actually, that's interesting. If Jesus was short, would all be walking around with necklaces that has a gun on it?" And that's not just it. The entire gospel would read something like, "And Jesus said to his disciples, if thou loveth me, picketh up thy cross, point of correction, thy 9mm, and follow me." Man, I think the Bible would be awesome. I mean, it's awesome now, but 9mm, that'd be... The problem is, now if it was shot with a sniper, now you are looking at a whole different cross that you have been walking around with. And the gospel changes from, "If you love me, pick up your 9mm and follow me," to "If you love me, pick your M82 sniper 50 cal and follow me." Okay, yeah. That'd be awesome. One thing I know now, as Christian though as I may be, there are two places that I don't think, if I went to these two countries, I would never set foot in church. And these two countries are Nigeria and Jamaica. Not because I have a problem with Nigerians or Jamaican. It's their language. You have to understand, Pidgin English reached me through Mr. Ibu and Akina, and Akina Okwafo. Now, the problem is, my first exposure to Pidgin English was through sarcasm and comedy and humor. So, to this day, every time I hear someone speaking Pidgin English, I start laughing because everything just sounds funny, not because what they're saying is funny. It's because I was exposed to this language world just from a funny perspective. Now, the problem with Patwa now, that one is a whole different ballgame. Now, Patwa got to me through a bunch of guys that smoked a little too much weed and thought they have been to Jamaica. Through the spirit, of course. And then they started speaking the equivalent of broken Tura Afrikaans, but Patwa. And I don't know why, but I swear, everyone that finds themselves in Tura, they all of a sudden think they speak Afrikaans. So they speak broken Afrikaans. So weed smokers are somewhat the same way. Just one puff from a weed. Just one puff. They think they speak Patwa. I don't know where this is coming from, but I find it fascinating. Someone do a research on that. Like, what is it that's in weed smoke that all of the sudden make people start to think they speak Patwa? Hey, Wagwan, how come on? Seriously. Since when? And they changed the whole playlist to Senso, Bob Marley, and they started reading. It's a whole it's a whole evolution that they actually, you know, experience, you know. Yeah, in the name of Jah. Like, really? I have a question again. Since when? Oh, I've been doing it since when? Nah, but hey, look. And then, you know, things just go downhill from there. Stop washing their hair. And, you know, some of them, especially, you know, those that are bald and they want to look like Bob Marley, they take a black mop and they, you know, paint it in black and then just, you know, wash it a little bit, throw in hairspray and then put it on their head, you know, just, you know, in the name of Jah. Making a lot of enemies from Fish Rod, Namrod to Iron Man. Boy. Hope you all have a sense of humor. But moving on. Look, this awards for me as a creator is a fun, you know, it's really, awesome. It's incredible. It's fantastic that it's coming back. So it's wonderful. So let's keep it up, Namibians. Let's keep it up. Especially all the attendees that, oh man, you guys just showed up. So bravo. Congratulations. So I'm not cooking you guys. So be nice. Now, Christians, gather around. A point of correction. Africans, Christians will be with you shortly. Africans, gather around. There's this country called, Uganda. If you don't know where Uganda is, it's one of those countries in basically Central Africa, and it has given us a lot of creative performance, from Who Killed Captain Alex to Why Are You Gay to The Economy is Doing Wonderfully. All these things are very funny, except I think the president's son, who is now in charge of the army. How that happened, I don't even want to know. Mother is Minister of Education. Long story. General Muhoozi, the son of Museveni. I don't know what he smoked or drank. All I know is whatever it is that he smoked and drank, I don't want any part of him. And I don't recommend it for any African individuals, especially those ones that are in charge of the country's military. So, after smoking or drinking whatever it is that he drank, or maybe he's just jealous that the Minister of Finance is more famous than he is. The economy is doing wonderfully. Colleagues, money will come. Bro is just famous. It's hard to, it's hard to compete with that. Well, General Muhoozi decided to compete by starting a war with Iran. And he always just worried that, no, well, it's just comedians that will start a war with him. No, it's not. It's not always us.
Cyber threats are no longer just an IT problem. They are a risk to our national security and the core of our economy. Join various leaders and industry stakeholders at the 3rd Namibia International Cybersecurity Conference and Exhibition, NICSC 2026, taking place from the 22nd to the 24th of April at Arabush Travelodge in Windhoek. Corporate early bird registrations close on the 31st of March. So register now at dstech.com.na. NICSC 2026. Securing Africa's digital future.
Bob James Fitz, Richard Bonner. Then moving on. Now, where's General, you know, your General Muhoozi? Now, let's just go through a couple of things about this guy. Uganda's military chief. Now, this is from the Times of Israel. Look, the thing is, I have become a little smart when it comes to reading up on everything Israel. If I want to read up on something from Israel, I go to Israeli media. Because if you go to American media, Jesus God. You see, there are two things that I like about Israeli media. One, you'll find very interesting conversation about, you know, about the separation between Jewish or Judaism and Zionism. Because they are different. They're different. In Western media, they are the same thing. Now, I would not have known there are Jews in Israel protesting against the war in Gaza if it wasn't through the Israel media itself. Because you can't find that in Western media. Which I find interesting again. Back to times, you know, back to times of Israel. Uganda's military chief says, Iran war must end. Must end. This guy studied English, right? I mean, he's the president's son. He knows what the word must means, right? The war in Iran, you know, Iran must end, Iran war must end, but we'll join it if Israel's at risk of defeat. We? Who's we? He's talking about Ugandans only, right? Someone share this with Franz Kapofi and every general in Namibia and tell them, look guys, it's not that I don't respect your military training. Thank you very much for the liberation struggle, but this kind of nonsense must not be uttered within Namibian borders. Because that is absolute. Now, first of all, you just have to look at just how many countries Iran is involved with in a war right now. And Iran is kicking butt big time. The US is a way superior military power. Israel, actually, you know, the U.S. and Israel, just United States of Israel is a very superior military power, both in the battlefield, intelligence, training, cyber attacks. These guys rock. They're so freaking good at all these things. Does Uganda even have a cybersecurity team? Iranian hackers have, you know, Iranian hackers or Iranian-backed hackers have claimed to have hacked the head of the FBI, Patel's private email address. And they just decided to publish everything they could find, and that those are the guys you want to fight against. And I repeat, who's we? The head of Uganda's military suggests that his country will join. Oh, thank God. I thought he was going to say his continent. No, Ugandans, you guys can take it from here. You guys can take it from me. As long as you just, you just give us that Minister of Finance, you know, that guy. We don't want that guy to die in some nonsense that was started by a guy who clearly doesn't know what he's talking about. Look, Iran is not M23. Boy. And, if I was a general and my father is a president, I think I would be saying the exact same thing, because you know what? I know I'm not going to fight it. I know I won't be at the front line, of course. Why do you think Trump is beating all the war drums? Because, you know, not him or his son will be at the forefront. That's one thing I like about rich people. They go out there, start war with other rich people, and then come and then start basically propaganding a bunch of poor people's kids to go and fight. Their job is to go and start the war. Now, this is my favorite part about rich people. They start war, and then they propaganda the heck out of poor people's kids to go and fight that war. My favorite part is not the fighting and dying in that war. My favorite part is what happens after that. Now, what happens is the reason behind the propaganding of these poor people, not their kids, they just propaganda poor kids' people to go and die, so that at the end of that conflict, when the negotiations are being done, not a single poor person's child is called to the negotiation to the negotiation table. It's the kids of the rich people that started war, that have been in hiding throughout the entire armed conflict. They will come out of that hiding, then they will sit across the table from the quote-unquote enemies, and this is happening on both sides. Then they will negotiate. And now when the peace deal is reached, those rich people's kids that have been in hiding throughout the armed conflict will take up the power positions and rule again. And now you know why they keep starting these wars, because they know they're not gonna fight it. Not them, not their kids. That's my favorite part about rich people. I don't know, why is that your favorite? Are you one of the rich? No, I'm one of the poor ones that are smart and they know how this crap works. Now, how can you tell between, you know, the difference between, a poor smart person and a poor dumb person? Easy. A poor dumb person is the one that's running around saying, I'm not into politics. When rich people start conflicts, and they want someone to go and fight that conflict, those are the idiots they first recruit. Because they know the idiot has absolutely no idea what they are going to fight for. They have no clue how this conflict started. They don't know about the history, the political, you know, the political relations before the conflict with this country. They have no clue. Why? Because they are not into politics. Which is why I'm not being dark here, but it doesn't really make, I don't really have a problem with morons like that dying at the, you know, forefront. I'm not into politics. If you are one of those people that are running around saying, I'm not into politics, you have to understand that rich people love you. They love you very much. Not love you enough to give you some of their money, of course. No. They love you because of your ignorance. Now, the most important part is every time that they go there and start a war, they take their kids into hiding. Step two, they go and start a war. Step three, they cook up propaganda of recruiting poor people's kids to go and fight the war. And after a couple of you guys have now kicked the bucket, they will just go there and reach a negotiation deal. Well, guess what? When there are guns involved, rich people and their kids are not involved. Not directly. Now, when there are negotiations, when guns are not involved, when it's just negotiation, poor people are not involved. It's a rich people thing. Now, when the negotiation deal is reached, And now it's time to just settle everything and, you know, rebuild. Now let's have the right leadership in position. The rich people's kids that were hiding are the ones that take over the power positions. When I came to that realization, I told myself, huh, Achilles was right. Imagine if rich people fought their only war, you know, their own wars. There'll be no wars on this planet. Just take, Patel's kids, take, you know, take Joe Biden's kids, take Lindsey Graham's kids. Oh no, Lindsey Graham doesn't have kids. That's why a lot of people are saying, oh, you know what, a senator, just tell everyone that you're gay. That way no one will blackmail you. I mean, you are in your 50s, right? You have never been associated with any female. You don't have a kid. Senator, you will excuse us for suspecting here, but look, it's the 21st century. It's okay to swing through the other direction. Just come out of that closet dancing. There's just one problem. He's a Christian, describe him as Christian nationalist. In other words, he's telling everyone out there going, you know what? The traditional way is the correct way to live on this earth. Let's follow the good book. If you are a man, you are just a man. If you are a woman, you are just a woman. You can't do your own species. And now, when you have been preaching something like that for a very long time, it's kind of difficult to tell everyone, well, you know all that thing that I've been telling you about, you know, just be straight and nothing else. Well, I'm not. Ever be like, so, let me get this straight. This whole time, like, 50 plus years, Really? How have you been surviving? Oh no, there's this thing called Epstein Island. Come again. Music time. After the music, we just wrap up this whole, Mohosi nonsense. And then we'll switch to Christians. We'll be with you shortly.
Tavazende kize imba izwezipiri. Luekerize mikwaye nguyencha kukona kunolofaza kwa nkufisa hamo chualo ni mata amsika vwana kare. Kana mitukiserize kuvona msevelezo wa imba ye, mufumane lisevelezo ze zwezipiri ze kakulipafela mashering alika na 36 na million dollars kakweli. Kapa kami kwaye kutesi fafasi ye tatama, 5% machipisa hamungo tisari kwerize talu, 10% machipisa hamungo tisari kwerize sirela, 25% machipisa hamungo tisari kwerize lishumiteri. Muketeri kwerize Movata, Pumukone, Kalaki, Kola Zendezo, Imba, Miswalezi, Famachipisa, Imba, Tokukani Fasi, Kaufera, Mipe, Kalisavezoza, Imba Kachenu, Pumukone, Kola Zende, Kaufera.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of faith.
Yo, I'm in love with an uptown girl. Westlife, uptown girl. I'm in love with an uptown girl. Now, moving on. Look, back to the times of Israel, not the ancient one, the new one. The head of Uganda's military suggests that his country will join the Iran war if Israel is at risk of defeat. We want the war. We want the war in the Middle East to end now. The world is tired of it. Really? The world is tired of war. The world has always been at war. I mean, it's a simple Google search. But anyway, the world is tired of it. But any talk of destroying or defeating Israel will bring us into the war on the side of Israel. Muhoozi Kainerugaba tweeted. Last month, Kainerugaba, the same guy, announced that Uganda would erect a statue of Yoni Netanyahu, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's brother, who was killed leading an elite IDF, that's for Israel Defense Force, in the 1976 rescue of hostage at Entebbe. That was a top-notch rescue operation. Like, I'll give them, they executed that one on a whole another level. But here's the one of the highest military officers on the continent is willing to take his army, from the look of things, to go and die for a country that at the United Nations voted against a UN resolution that, you know, a UN resolution naming slave trade the greatest grave crime against humanity. Now, this is beautiful because it brings us, back to Friday's home run. The discussion that we had with, the home run discussion we had with Dwight here. And that is, there is an important part that we are not having as Africans about the slavery discussion. And that part is how we participated in selling some of our own. This is one of those things that convinces me that we heavily participated in selling one of our own. Because this guy is black. He's in Africa. His country was colonized. And he's siding with a country that said, colonialism, grave crime, nah, that can be true. And I'm going, yeah. If you read up the history, you can read up the history. But if you are lazy to read the history, or you can just watch Django Unchained, the movie. The thing is, forget the whole creepy part. The most important part is how the movie portrays that there were two different types of Negroes. There was a field Negro and a house Negro. A field Negro is the one that was exposed to the scorching sun and heavy labor and was in constant need to run because, well, to basically run away from that was the sharpest of the receiving end of slavery. And then there was House Negro. House Negro, because he just ate the breadcrumbs that fell from the master's table, he thought he was one of them. This guy is one of them. And by the way, just so you know, I'm not the only one cooking the guy. The entire African continent is boiling, is deep frying the heck out of this guy. At least I'm using water. Because if you go on Twitter, Knowing Twitter or X. Oh no. Bro is being well done on both sides. Now, diplomacy is very important. This shows me one thing. Who really is running the show in Uganda? Who is running the show? Which is a beautiful question to ask. And I like politics. One of the reasons why I like politics is because I get to ask open-ended questions. Who is sustaining this ever-running government? It's a beautiful question. They can answer. I don't have bodyguards. Now, the UN resolution that rightfully so labeled transatlantic slavery and, you know, slavery, slave trade and transatlantic slavery as the gravest crime against humanity. Two countries voted against that resolution, the US and Israel. And here is a guy who is African, black, who is like, you know what, willing to go and die for the guys that voted against the resolution naming slave trade as a grave crime against humanity. At this point, I'm going, you know what? I'm not an expert at these things, but I know a house Negro when I see one. I know a house Negro when I see one. Oh. More of that music. Let's go local this time. And that's, of course, with the... Yeah, let's go local.
Yeah.
Information.
Uh-huh.
Real shit only. Listen, tatengi ngona kaurung yanga eshi haika nyangero vana vangengi na shaiva peka nga kangeti mapo Nge ngona fide mumoru nyango na chomfu dona chomwenyo Oshin kucho mwoye karunga kange
You don't tell me by design saying stop, stop, stop You snatch your breath, shoulder screaming rap, rap, rap Empty stomach, no money for the shop, shop, shop What things ever change, I guess not, not, not I'm standing by the sign saying stop, stop, stop You snatch your breath, shoulder screaming rap, rap, rap Empty stomach
Will Things Ever Change by Young T. Now, Young T, one heck of a talented, a talented guy. There's just one tiny problem. I'm a comedian. I see problems everywhere. Nice song, beautiful one. Don't worry, still coming. Young T, every time that I see that name, the first thing that comes in my mind was, what was going on in his head when he's, you know, you can imagine how many variants of that name he had to go through before settling for Young T. Isn't it, you know, small T, like that would be an excellent, you know, like capital T, the opposite of capital T. It's like, no, that doesn't sound right. Young T, yeah, Young T. But the T, okay, the name will be, that'll be the final, that was the final decision. Now, the name will be Young T, but the T will be in capital letters. We know that the T is young, but it's in capital letter. Which is a very poetic, like, yes, it's, the T is young, but it's, you know, it's already matured for its size or age. Huh. That's interesting. Ah, please take it away.
No money for the shop, shop, shop.
Yeah.
Will things ever change again?
Yeah.
Nah.
I wish I didn't have to do this, but I have to. Daddy duties. Daddy has to provide for them by any means. The people that I tussle with are not my enemies. I'm just trying to put some bread on the table. You feeling me? Scammers thinking that they winning. They don't really know they're working to earn a spot in hell, my boy. Time will tell. My people, please wake up. It's time for battle. Get your battle boots laced up. How would you sit and just imagine that life will happen like magic? Like life will happen without obstacles. That shit is tragic. Like you expect to be eating without work. This the earth. This the aftermath of Adam and Eve. We are
I'm thinking by the sign saying stop, stop, stop.
Hey,
you set your breath, shoulder screaming rap, rap, rap. Empty stomach, no money for the shop, shop, shop. What things ever change? I guess not, not, not. I'm standing by the sign saying stop, stop, stop. You set your breath, shoulder screaming rap, rap, rap. Empty stomach, no money for the shop, shop, shop. What things ever change? I guess not, not, not. It all stops.
shadow we play, yeah, a lot of false allegations. Keep it down on my knees, all the troubles I'm facing. People judge on my past, as if they don't see me change. Nothing to prove to nobody, we are not born as the same. My little cousin stepped a homie, now there's beef on the block. My other cousin selling drugs, now we run from the cops. So many tight situations, they say poverty kills. So when it's hunger, my jitter, you know how poverty feels. As I wake up in the morning, as I'm brushing my teeth, only thing that's on my mind, I need to hustle to eat. Hustle is Bible, the lead. You know the struggle is real. Just imagine in the morning waking, popping up.
I'm feeling by the sign saying stop, stop, stop. It's not your breath, so you're screaming rap, rap, rap. Empty stomach, no money for the shop, shop, shop. What things ever change, I kid, not, not, not. I'm feeling by the sign saying stop, stop, stop. It's not your breath, so you're screaming rap, rap, rap. Empty stomach, no money for the shop, shop, shop. What things ever change, I kid, not, not, not.
I said not, 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 not. Not me, not, not, not. But things will change, I said not, 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 not.
No, not yet. Now, welcome back. Christians, gather around. Now, let's talk. You know, is that Matthew 29? I know it's the last book and the last verse in the book of Matthew. That says, go ye therefore. Go ye therefore. Han alles dar fir. And, Prat for may mense, and what's baptism in Afrikaans again? Baptize alles in the name van Diere, and what's convert? Convert alles in my name and the name van Diere, the son, and what's holy in Afrikaans? A spirit. Now, anyway, it can be holy, right? Anyway, the thing is, we are not preaching. As Christians, we are not preaching we are not doing our job. We are not spreading the word of God. You know who is taking over as a result? Billionaires. They are taking over that role. They are now preaching the word of God because we are not doing it as we should. Now, one of those actually has... you know, had the nerves, and that guy is a you know that's the guy who goes by the name of Peter Thiel. Now, well, of course he's a billionaire, and I feel like as a billionaire, I feel like rich people must learn to share, because I feel like you become rich. When you become rich, you get to the point where you have traveled the whole world, you have done all the activities that some of us can only dream of, and you run out of things to do. Then you start thinking, what else haven't I, what else haven't I done? Like, I will climb this mountain, go to this place, go and dive in this lake. I have, I can travel and do all those things over and over again because I have the money. Now, what haven't I done? Hang on a second. I've never flown to Rome. Just right where the area where the Pope is. I've never gone there to preach the word of God, which is actually the Pope's job. So, I will just go there and preach the word of God in the very same vicinity that the Pope lives. And Peter Thiel did that. Last week. Was that last week or 2 weeks ago? The bottom line is, this is a guy whose specialty is stealing and IT. And he just thought, you know what? People are not converting fast enough. People are not hearing fast enough, the end of the world. So, now I have a feeling the Pope is just not doing his job right. the Pope and the, basically every Christian. If people are not doing your job, I'll just go out there and, spread the word of the Lord. And Peter Thiel decided, you know what? I'll just go there and spread that word. And, well, he did. And the, well, Rome didn't like it. And, among a lot of other Catholics. Now, what this, Peter Thiel guy here did. Now, who the heck is Peter Thiel? Oh, no, don't worry, we'll find out. Peter Thiel's secret lectures on Antichrist in Rome, of all places. I know Rome has been called Antichrist for a very long time. Now, showing up, this is very common, this is common knowledge within the Christian community, especially those ones that read a lot of Revelations and Daniel. Now, for you to just show up in the very same, like, the nerves, people. Now, Peter Thiel, the billionaire venture capitalist, now that word alone should keep you away from the word of God. Venture capitalist, private equity, I don't think you have anything to preach, especially when it comes to, you don't have any moral ground if you are a practitioner of those two religions. I call them religions because, private equity is an economic or basically a financial gambling way, a well calculated one. I think private equity is dictatorship for the economic world because it's very predatory. And there are not a lot of people that have, that would actually even Google the definition of venture capitalism or private equity. But anyway, Peter Thiel, the billionaire venture capitalist and MAGA, that make America great again, Donald Trump's party, Donald Trump's philosophy, it's not a party. And MAGA donor, is in Rome. Now, this was on the 19th of March. Is in Rome. He was in Rome for a series of private lectures on the Antichrist. It is an event that the Vatican and the Pope are treating with caution. Now, you remember when the UN Secretary General, on his press conference on the 2026 priorities, said that this is scary. That's from Antonio Guterres, where he said the shift of power from governments to tech billionaires is very scary. Must be, why? Because tech billionaires have acquired the level of power that would make anyone drunk. I don't care how nice you are. Power of that level will make everyone drunk. Okay, not everyone, minus Marcus Aurelius, of course, because this is a guy that basically left royalty to go and follow his spiritual awakening. Like, really? Rich people, I swear. Never understand these people. So, bro decided, you know what? I've done bungee jumping. I've done, skydiving and all these other activities that some people can only dream of. I want something new, something that no one have done before. And you can imagine some of his, butt kissing friends told him, "Have you ever gone to Rome to preach about, to preach the word of the Bible?" And I was like, "Excellent. You know what? I've never done that. I think I can do that." And he can do that. He hopped on a plane and went straight to Rome. And he was like, you know what? I'll just go there and, preach the word of the Lord. Now, Peter Thiel's talk were closed off to the media. And they were taking place at an undisclosed location. The invitation seen by Associated Press says that the co-founder of PayPal and Palantir Technologies, that's another company that should never be associated with morality. Palantir, are you kidding me? If you are looking for, Palantir produces technological equipments that takes spying to a whole another level. I don't think Antichrist is should be is something that you should worry about. Worry about Peter Thiel and Palantir Technologies. Now that is something you should worry about. Palantir Technologies will focus on Antichrist, a figure in a Christian teaching who comes to oppose Jesus Christ before the second coming. Now, if you are a Christian, you know your way around that. But the appearance of Thiel on the Vatican's doorsteps has raised eyebrows, given the tensions between Thiel's thinking and that of Pope Leo the 14th. Yeah, Pope Leo the 14th. Two Catholic institutions have distanced themselves from the lecture series, which continues through Wednesday. From the 19th, obviously. Now, Thiel has previously written and lectured on the subject, arguing that the Antichrist is not necessarily a person, but could come as a global government system. That is a very important statement, because it was the very same guy that a couple of weeks ago said, you know what, forget democracy. Let's just, you know, this whole thing. Hang on a second. Was that? Let's go. Did he say that before Donald Trump's elections? But it's the very same guy that said, you know what, this whole thing of election, or that, you know, of going out there and trying to convince people to vote for you, you know, we could just get rid of that nonsense and replace all this whole nonsense of voting with AI. Come again. Now, if you are replacing people's opinions or people's point of view, if you are replacing representative governance with technology, democracy is not what you are there to preserve. Total control is what you are there to preserve. That sounds very much to me like the global government he's talking about here. He's basically, he's busy promoting global governance on one side, you know, one giant ecumenical hug on one side, and he's telling, you know what, the Antichrist is, maybe we should listen to him. Because, well, if he wants to get rid of democracy and replace it with technology, so that it's basically easy to control, that means, we should listen to the guy on Antichrist on this one. He knows what he's talking about, obviously. Definitely knows what he's talking about. Now, imagine being the Pope, and you are listening to that. If I was Pope Leo the 14th, I would have taken off my gown, you know, my white gown and all that hat and all those rosaries, and just hand them to the nun who's like, just hold this for me. Just one minute. I'm just gonna be unholy just for 1 minute. There's a billionaire I need to punch some sense into. And then we'll come back to, you know, well, he's forever forgiving. Don't worry. We're good. Plus, I'm the Pope. Duh.
Don't let go to my
Love is Wicked, which we did not listen to. But there's one thing, you know, one thing I really appreciate about Mujolo is that it's converting a lot of people to Christianity. That's one heartbreak. That's one heartbreak. Hey, someone is already posting scriptures all of a sudden, inspiration and speaker. Yeah. I'm telling you, Mujolo is preaching more than Christians are. Actually, you know, the best preachers right now, the best preachers that are spreading the word of God right now is number one, Mujolo. Number two, billionaires, and then Christians. Christians, we really have to pull up our socks on this one. Now, to wrap things up before I go full DJ, let's just go through this whole thing. First of all, it's important for me as a as a creative. I really appreciate this. The way that the creative sector has been picking up momentum. Namibians, both the leadership and the people on the ground, alike, let's keep up the momentum. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Number two, if you are going to be involved in corruption, make sure it would be a good idea to avoid white people in your group. But if you are going to involve some, you know, any white people, make sure they are not from Iceland. Because it's much easier to get bail if you stay away from white people and Arabs. Especially if those Arabs or white people have secret cameras. I'm talking about Al Jazeera on this one. No. Avoid them. And I just like how the whole thing is rhyming, guys. Six Fish Road guys are celebrating their, or more like commemorating, 6 years behind bars, no bail, just one of them got an, just only one of them who got an attempted bail. That's not bail, you call that attempted bail. The one that was given to Gustavo and it was taken back by the High Court, with the Supreme Court, you know, persuasion, of course. So, Fish Road 6 turns 6 years behind bars, but, six Oil Road guys get bail. Life is so unfair. Life is so unfair. Of course, that, as you can imagine, was good news to the, to the Namco or Oil Road 6. But that was not very good news if you were Victor. Not good news. Because now you have, well, someone. I mean, borrowing someone's fancy car is one thing. Borrowing and disappearing with it, that's a whole different ballgame. You have got to be very good friends. Like, really, really good friends. For them not to kick you behind big time if you do that. That's one thing. Now, the final thing is Iran. Iran. I'm pretty sure you guys can find, you guys are smart, right? You can find Uganda on the map. When the Ugandan chief of the army said we, he didn't say we Africans, he said we as in them only, Ugandans. And I started following this whole thing on social media a few days ago. Ugandans are cooking him, so I'm pretty sure he's not the whole Uganda, but I'm not here to speak for all Ugandans. I'm just here to say, Uganda, if you are going to do this, just give us your Minister of Finance, and then the rest of you guys can just, and also, oh, by the way, Simon Kangwanjala, and the pastor, who? Pepe Julian, Pepe Onzima. Yeah, fine, you can come too. We just in case we want to reenact that interview. And the producers of Who Killed Captain Alex, Also, let's also have those guys. They're very creative. And, yeah, just those ones. Those ones are enough. The rest of those that would like to go and, you know, to go to war, on the side of the US and Israel to fight Iran, you guys just go ahead. Does Uganda have any air defense? Hey, but look, I'm pretty sure Muhoozi is a smart guy. He looked up the distance between Iran and, you know, and Uganda before saying something like that. But the fact that he's willing to, put the lives of his armed forces on the line to fight for a country that said no to voting for the labeling and identification of slavery and transatlantic slavery as a grave crime against humanity. There was only one picture for me. And that is the picture of power. Give a man power. Don't give him ultimate power, just give him a little bit of power. And that's not just, you know, a little bit of power is nice if you want to control someone. Now I'll give you an example. Take white people, for example. Now, white people, you know, you guys are in serious trouble in today's Mind the Gap. Now, Lyndon B. Johnson, the former U.S. president, figured this out a very long time ago. Even white people are controlled using this, you know, even white people use this trick to control other white people. What are you talking about? Well, all that thing is coming from a quote, coming from Lyndon B. Johnson, who said, if you can convince the lowest white man that he's better than the best colored / black man, he won't notice you are picking his pocket. In fact, give him somebody to look down on and he will empty his pockets for you. This is apartheid South Africa 101. All the apartheid government did was just took a couple of privileges, gave them those privileges to a crowd, you know, to white people and told them, you know what? We are well aware we are screwing you guys in the behind without Vaseline too. But, well, at least you white. You can drive this side of the road that those people cannot. You can do shopping in this shop that those people cannot. You see, you're special because of those small, small privileges. Some white people are still drunk on that small, small privileges to this day. You see, works like a charm. Can I repeat the quote? I'll repeat it for you. Lyndon B. Johnson, who grew up in the Jim Crow South, as you know, I imagine, actually drew this conclusion, which is a very genuine one. If you can convince the lowest white man that he's better than the best black man, he won't notice you are picking his pocket. Hell, give him somebody to look down on, and he will empty his pockets for you. Works like a charm. Feminism, the same thing applies. Now, feminism was a genius move. Like every movement, feminism started off very gloriously. But then halfway through, capitalism hijacked it for its own good. LGBTQ community, oh, you guys, it all started off again gloriously. It started off as a human rights movement. Halfway through, it was hijacked by capitalism. Then everything just went to crap. Capitalism will hijack, and hell, you have to understand, capitalism hijacked religion. Capitalism hijacked Christianity. Right now, most of the churches are just money-making and money-laundering scheme. That's capitalism hijacked Christianity. Now, if capitalism hijacked Christianity, believe me, whatever movement you're going to come up with, it will have to be really, 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 really smart to see capitalism slide its way through. Now, Capitalism hijacked Christianity to use it as a money-making and money-laundering scheme, and it worked like a charm. Still works to this day. And capitalism hijacked the feminism movement. Still works to this day. Capitalism hijacked the LGBTQ movement. Still works to this day. I love politics. Why? Because, well, I have ADHD. And when you have ADHD, it's both a blessing and a curse. The curse is you become a... You know, you become a chronic procrastinator. But the blessing is you become pattern recognition is second to, pattern recognition is so natural to you. It's beautiful. And also raw survival skill. Oh, we rock at that. And now, if you are looking for maintaining order, no, keep us out of that. We do that, no. Order is not our strong suit. Chaos, that's where we thrive. Which is why I think, hang on a second. The best way for a productive, the best way for someone with ADHD to be productive is put them under stressful situations. I swear, we focus like normal. When everyone is freaking the heck out, that's where our focus is at its peak. That means if you are a guy and you have ADHD, you want to succeed in life, get yourself a crazy woman. And you'll be successful. And, just get yourself a Slay Queen. Oh, success is going to... No, I'm telling you, we're going to... Oh, we can run the entire hell. Just throw a little bit of chaos in our way and watch us thrive. Throw peace in our way and watch us fail. Why the heck are we made like that, though? Now, I've come to learn that the reason why that's the case is because... ADHD is not a condition, that was negative during the, during the time that when we were foragers. Because we can easily adapt. Improvising is our daily routine. Now, when there was no order of where to find food, there was chaos everywhere, where to find food, where to find shelter, you are constantly changing environment and all those things. Oh, we were the boss. And then someone brought up the order. Now you know where to find food all the time. Now you know where to find shelter all the time. And that skill of thinking on your feet and, being ready to improvise all the time, be it food, in search for food or security. We have those skills. Now they're useless. Actually, now they're working against us. Which is terrible, but still works like a charm. Wherever there's chaos, oh, we thrive. Wherever there's peace and order, boring. So, if you're a guy and you have ADHD and you want to thrive, don't get yourself a nice woman. Get yourself a headache. And you'll be successful because you need the headache to fuel you. I know it's toxic, but hey, we didn't ask for it. We were just born like that. So, now that I have come up with that brilliant idea on how to find a... Hey! Okay, I'm not going to say that. I'll say it to my friends, but not on it, definitely. All I just need right now... is go out there and get myself a colored woman and I think I'll be successful in 5 years. Why didn't I think of this sooner? Man. A Damara. Not a nice one. If I find a, a colored girl, a Damara girl who is nice and she's going to church. You are not the one I'm looking for. I'm looking for exaliostic kind. And then keep my distance, of course. The goal is to succeed, not to die. Oh, music time. So until I find my exalio stick, it's just a bachelor life for now.
Feel the rhythm. TM Paradise on the track. The Music Factory.
Kale, kale.
Meno joma uyerere koko marungura, kalishi ashike upsa kathi wapau teknika, oliriwa omkundu wapashigwana upsa kathi wapaliko, no hashivuro oku ya moshipara uhupiro uongeshefa. Washini momtumba wa Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition omvo mao vigaje miongo mbalina hamano. Iikondo epangero mahangano wapau mwene, uministeri wepangero ni ikondo ya yoroka no handimwe, onetamu ithanwa muhoroke komtumba omtitatu watumburu wa meteteke. Esi kwa minongo mbalinaga alisi kwa mbalinaga nega apiriri mwao vigalio minongo mbalinaga mano ekaroko Arembush Travel Lodge Movenduka oshi parashi kundathanwa okuanja gane kuyerele kombinga uko shoki wopa ungomba ano cyber hygiene kene una oku ironge kithira omashongo wako marungura no marongo kekopopeko jerongitho jo marungura na ilwe inji koneka omahangano ohandimwe ni kondo mboka tamukatu maa akaliripo ya konda pantu ya tano otamukape wa ompito yom tugu mwe awedhu wapo hasho ashikeshoka pethimbo yom tumba ogo tungoka otaku kakarao VIP cyber gala dinner nuyere ronji wa maisha angitho no mapura apuro kwa tatha na nayo konoraje tatu imwe onda tuyatano omgo igeali nenge ko email info@dstech.com.na nenge utarele pwe panja jao jopa ungomba ko www.dstech.com.na Namibia International Cyber Security Conference and Exhibition Securing Namibia Digital Future.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana unongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamoiri nawa ninge kwa tafano na Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Kalewe Munandi. I don't understand most of the words that are coming out of most, if not all, Zambian songs. But the music is just takes you to a whole another level. Like it's the same with South African music. I mean, I don't understand a word coming out of the song, but it just has its own je ne sais quoi. Vuma Rosie Lamy, don't ask me what that means because Ekeni. John Kingston, face drop, something, 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 something of the above, I'm aware. I remember having, you know, 9 subjects in high school, but then I ended up with 10 summary books. One of them was just full of lyrics. Most of the lyrics were in Timbukushi, of course, but the song was entirely in English. But there's nothing I wouldn't do for my favorite song, including Kede Luna. Nah. Kede Luna and Eko. Oh, yeah. That's my favorite. Oh, yeah, boy. Here we are.
Kede Luna and Eko.
Why do men lie so much? Where do they get these lies from? Song lyrics. You're welcome. Commercial break.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
You just met Am I Dreaming? 2 weeks later, your new boyfriend is ugly. Ah, I haven't played my... Oh, 11 minutes to the hour of one. You're still with Mind the Gap. I'm just playing DJ after cooking Uganda, women, men, white, black, LGBTQ, straight. That's one thing I like about my, you know, that's one thing I like about my job. Now my dream wedding song. I don't care if she's from China, Iran, North Korea, Israel. That song is playing on my wedding. And we are getting a translator, of course. Nah. That's, you know, remind me about, you know, one story Chicken told me about when Michael Jackson came here, right? And now, you know, speaking to the founding father, they had a translator. I was like, hang on a second, they had what? A translator who was translating from English to English. Believe me, I would have paid a lot of money. A lot of money I don't have. Just to listen to that conversation. I'm sure it was a heck of a conversation.
6 minutes to go. See, in the whole commission of inquiries, I think they have been concluded now. The final part, this is the commission of inquiry, the one that was started, you know, that was basically kick-started, I think, can be traced back to July last year by, you know, General Mkhwanazi in South Africa. And in his July press conference is where he pointed out that after the whole criminal syndicate was discovered, I think officially discovered in operating in KZN, they found out that the headquarters is in KZN, but these guys had a very wider reach, and they were not only operating throughout the whole of South Africa, but they also operating in neighboring countries. That's when I went like, huh? What do you mean neighboring countries? What do you mean neighboring countries? We are neighbors. Please explain. You mean they're also operating here? They could be operating because according to Kwanazi, they are only operating here. And then they are not only operating in South Africa, but they're also operating in neighboring countries. And then I realized that Kwanazi pointed out something that was something I found interesting. That most of these guys, especially the politicians that are involved in this whole commission of inquiry, this whole criminal syndicate, they don't know how to use technology. A lot of them were using V1's messages, and they thought that once you send a message via V1's, it completely disappear into thin air. Now, one of those guys who basically took the stand at the Commission of Inquiries was one sergeant, I think, something funny, funny and Kosi, Sergeant Kosi. Part of the evidence that was brought to him was these were paper documents of his deleted, or more like his V1's messages. Oh, you should see how his face lit up when he opened that bundle and saw that, boy, these are my messages. Newsflash, first of all, Meta, I'm not saying get rid of V1s. I'm just saying improve the security so that no one sees them. You have no, V1s have become very instrumental to mental health. As long as it's not deep legal. V1s is very healthy when it's the right V1s. When it's a consensual one. Very, very good for men's mental health. Very good. But obviously the guys were using it for corruption, and Kwanazi told them from early on in the days of this commission of inquiries that, guys, I don't know who lied to you, but V1s can be retrieved. Oh, that's when everyone went, oh boy. Everyone, including the panel, went, oh boy. And most of these guys are, your honorable of all honorables. That's when I went like, honorables? You guys don't use V1s now, do ya? You don't use V1s, right? Now, from the look of things, I don't think only young people use V1s. I think including honorables, if we can just follow it from the beginning of the Commission of Inquiry when this whole V1s thing first came up, I think a lot of honorables, and I don't think only in South Africa, I think here too, or basically the world over. Well, one thing that was pointed out, one thing that that at least I have also managed to pick from the Epstein files is that politicians are terrible with technology. Most of the Epstein files that popped up, those guys were using Gmail. Gmail! Now, considering what they were doing, The last service provider of that kind I would use would have been Gmail. There is nowhere on God's green earth will you catch me doing something illegal via Gmail. Like, how dumb can you be? Guys, if you are going to do something like this, if you are going to do something questionable and you are going to use technology, have nerds in the group. Because these are rookie level mistakes. When it comes to, this guy spent, over 10, 20 years of illegals and just borderline immoral, psychotic, illegal activities. I'm talking about the Epstein guys now. And they were using Gmail. Bill Gates himself, now you'd think he would have known better. No. He's one of, really, dude?
I mean, if you are going to let business, you know, people like your homies use your service, at least improve the security. But he didn't. 2013, these guys should have listened to Edward Snowden, but they didn't. And the information, you know, if you are doing something illegal via Gmail, congratulations, you're an idiot. Technological wise, like really, take this from a comedian, you're a moron. Oh, now that I've managed to congratulate you and possibly given you some, you know, pointers on how V1s doesn't really, it's not really V1s, it's V1s for you. But no, for, you know, for Meta is view anytime they want. It's Ianir Beididot. Now Exal Iso He Komot and Hayes Hantu. I've come to learn my Afrikaans has improved. And you'll have a wonderful of what is remaining of the weekend. And once again, Iran, Uganda is nowhere near Namibia. Thank you very much.